You're listening to the show about a goofy movie, apparently. It's Pork Fried Dice!
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Were you ever in a marching band that did those, like, formations with, like, different, like, pictures and
stuff?
Yeah. Yeah?
Of course. Yeah, that's what we did in high school. We did it, like,
that's so cool.
Oh, my gosh. Well, like, what else? Like, I guess I was jokingly calling that the sport marching band, but it did actually involve, like, learning this choreography and, like, we did this cool one for West Side Story. It was a medley, and it was so awesome.
Did
and
you the, make the shape of like a snapping hand?
No. I have no idea what shapes we made because I was just one pixel.
You were one pixel,
and I wasn't. Cute. I wasn't ever up in the stands looking at us. So that didn't really, but
that's
you know, it was
so
mostly like X's
you didn't get
and
to
then
see
we'd
what,
go
like,
move
did anyone ever
and...
take a video, like an old fashioned video?
Such a good, that'd be so cool. Alex, were you going to say something?
Oh, sorry.
You opened your
just
mouth.
That I just that I found a video of my high school marching band doing something at Disney World.
Really? Where?
What?
On YouTube.
Are you
on
in
YouTube?
It?
Like you in it or just the band that you were a part of, but now it's 2023.
Yeah, not. I haven't found a video with me in it.
Why not?
Yeah. That's no right. fun.
Alexander Mossology.
Let's see if I put in a
Esquire
certain date. What if I put in?
Alex
plays
Sully
the
Moss.
Electric guitar.
Electric guitar.
Can't give any information away. Marching band with his electric guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything.
Womp, womp.
Nope, I don't see anything.
Oh, how sad.
Sorry.
That's
yeah.
Very sad.
Well, that was a downer. Now, how are we going to start this game?
We can't.
No,
I know how.
We can't.
Oh, it's not. Why isn't that? What do I do? What do I press?
Do you open your thing?
Yeah, it's open. I just don't remember the code. That's how we start this game.
That's how we start it. Well, we didn't like last time or the time before when
That's
you
right.
forgot to
just
play.
Just the last
it.
Time.
Was
just
it last time?
The last time.
I just couldn't remember which session it was. Sorry.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
Welcome back to Abalonian Gladiators, where mourning passengers on the funereal cruise ship SS Abalone are pitted against each other in various feats of competition by its weird captain, Malvolio Paisley. Now, we've just seen a genuinely touching scene between Rafina Falanchpot and some guys named Valencio and Kick, and now, what's this? Oh my god, it's Roscoe LaFleur emerging on deck and sprinting toward the group. And he is sweaty as fuck, folks. What's he shouting? Something about everyone hide, there's a cross albatross on board. Mm-hmm. Not sure what that's about, but okay. And here's Rafina taking a stand. She says she wants to talk to this albatross and... Oh, and she hits the lifeboat, sending Mo and Valencio spiraling overboard into the water. You hate to see it, folks, but also you kind of love it. Well, it looks like right. Kick's getting his fishing line out. Now, the fishing part of the competition isn't until later, but it looks like he's going to... Oh my god, he is. He is fishing Valencio Beijman out of the water. Is Valencio's suit going to hold that hook?
Ooh.
Oh, it looks like a double stitch, and that means yes, it will.
Nice.
Okay, well now here's Captain Malvolio to announce the official start of the athletic games. But what's this? Say it ain't so, folks. Valencio Beijman, angry and humiliated about having been fished out of the ocean like a common sea bass, has just stormed off the deck, refusing to participate in the captain's games. And Oh, my lord! Roscoe LaFleur, incensed that the captain isn't taking his warning about the cross albatross seriously, is joining Valencio in boycotting the games. And there goes Gnar too. Folks, I do not know if the games will be able to go on with just Rafina, Kick, Shimi, and Mo. Let's follow and see what happens below deck. Looks like Roscoe and Valencio are having a conversation. Valencio still looking mighty mad. Roscoe looking apologetic, but still ultimately like a deranged goof. Which is not helping Valencio's mood. He is shouting at Roscoe to get a grip. Gnar's walking up, and Valencio insults him too. Yikes, this is not what I call good sportsmanship, folks. Oh, now here's another passenger who's not participating in the games today. It's Sean Indigo. Looks like Roscoe's asking Sean for help dealing with this albatross. Let's see if there really is a cross bird in Roscoe's room, or if he's just been making it up. Oh, we've got bird shit, folks. We have got bird shit everywhere. Bird shit covering every square inch of Roscoe's quarters. And Roscoe is fuming, folks. He looks even madder than Valencia was after falling overboard. He is in fighting mode now, folks. And he has challenged the cross albatross to a fight for shitting all over his room. Oh, will Roscoe get his fight? I don't know, folks. But with the boycott over and everyone reconvened on the deck, it is time for the games to begin. First up, the front-to-back sprint. Ah, look at them sprinting. And Shimi wins with a natural 20. Next up is endurance. Ah, look at him enduring. And Shimi the youngster wins again. He is killing it, folks. And finally, we've got the obstacle course. And oh my god! Ah, Roscoe LaFleur sees the albatross, and it has lit a fire under his ass. He might win this, folks. He might. Oh, no, never mind. He didn't use the rope to get over the pit, so he's disqualified. All right, this has been Abalonian Gladiators, the only competitive game show where the lead-up to the games gets more actual commentary than the games themselves. But hey, what's going on with this albatross? Is Roscoe gonna kill this thing? Does anyone other than Roscoe even see it? I don't know. Find out now on Pork Fried Dice. I'm so tired. Tired like all the time. It's work. Work is exhausting. Mm-hmm. I'm glad I have friends. I'm glad I have D&D. It's really kind of what gets me through. Love it. I love it.
Amazing!
No one could hear Alex laughing. He had his microphone
that
away.
That was so great. Oh, my God. That was so sweet. And then you laughed. And that was a recorded laugh. It was a recorded laugh. But also, I was laughing. So it was hilarious.
With the music.
Amazing. It was so great. Yeah, the music just, I thought it was fading away, but it just faded down. And it just kept playing. Hilarious. So good. Oh, my God. The back of my head hurts. So good.
You know, I did try making a recap song set to Eye to Eye from a Goofy movie since you guys mentioned
with
it. But I
to each other's hearts, finally never too far apart, and maybe love is
well.
The
so as the last part I got was, if Kick fishes with his magic line, he'll catch Valencio by his spine.
Yay!
And then I gave up.
That's perfect. It was exactly what was needed.
Love.
It's nice to be appreciated.
Well, it's nice to be appreciated.
I must have talked to his iPad.
I think I said I think it heard me say I love.
I love. I love.
I immediately assumed you were going to say I love
it's
you.
It's nice to be appreciated. Weird.
I loved it. What I was gonna say is I love Siri. No, I love this now idea of people sharing their
Their outtakes?
They're not just like their attempts.
B-sides.
Yeah. They're rejected, abandoned recap efforts.
That's great. God, I love a goofy movie. Mm-hmm. And also Adam's recap. That was great.
Stop adding movies to my list.
Oh, just I have delete the
it's
rest.
It's a Disney movie. Like, you don't...
No, come on. It's a great musical.
It's a great
musical,
that's for
sure. I used
musical,
to love Goofy. Goofy was my favorite.
Oh, yeah. You would love it. He has a son, and it's heartbreaking. Abby, it's so good and sad and
we
powerful.
Should do,
it's great.
We should do a double feature. I want to watch a Goofy... it's been years since I saw a Goofy movie. No. A Goofy movie and a very specific episode of Atlanta... standalone episode.
Yes, you told us.
Because it is fucking brilliant.
I would absolutely do that. That sounds awesome.
I think that would be great.
Did we talk about, when we talked about a Goofy movie, how it's apparently like...
a black thing. That's what he was saying.
That's what, okay. That's what the Atlanta episode...
Yeah, that's what I assume.
Donald about, Glover.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I want you guys to be proud of us because we finally watched Shaun of the Dead last night.
Oh!
Wait, like Alex had also never seen it?
Yeah, he had never seen it.
Oh my God, you guys. God, isn't it amazing?
And now we're going to watch Hot Fuzz.
Have
you seen Hot Fuzz before?
Eric's
favorite movie.
We've not seen any of them.
That's my favorite movie.
Like, I know, that's what I told.
I think Hot Fuzz is, my favorite comedy movie.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah, like it is...
I hadn't realized till we were done watching it that those two, that Ed and Sean in the movie, were like buddies who had written the film together.
Yes,
like, I didn't even know
amazing.
That.
Nick Frost and Sunday.
Nick Frost.
Love
and,
them
yeah,
so
exactly.
much.
So
yeah,
that
that's
fun.
The
Thanks
first
for...
of the Cornetto trilogy.
Yeah, the Cornetto trilogy. Yeah.
The third one's fine.
Yeah,
I like the third one.
Yeah, like it's not as good as the other ones, but I enjoyed it. I've seen it.
I guess it's
times.
Just. You're comparing it to those other
Hot
two.
Fuzz is your favorite movie,
exactly.
Like overall.
But Shaun of the Dead is also
it's
amazing.
Excellent. Well, so like especially if you like zombie movies because there's little references in it, like to other movies and stuff.
We're
and
coming to get you, Barbara.
I love that so much. Like, yeah. That movie I grew up with, you know, the original Night of the Living Dead mm-hmm. scared the shit out of me. Oh my God, the music. Like so. Oh man, I have to say this. Somebody reached out to us on Twitter, which I don't even know how to sign into anymore. It's X or whatever now, but like on Gmail, like it's James Klontz sent us a message that said, and I have to like, it was like a couple weeks ago or something. It was about an episode that I talked about. Fright Night, but what I was really talking about was Lost Boys. I was confusing two movies.
And he corrected you?
He corrected me, and I was so ashamed. I was like, what the fuck? How could I get that? Because I love both Fright Night and Lost Boys, and I cannot believe I...
Welcome to your 40s.
I can't believe it! I'm very ashamed. Nobody even knew, so I guess I can be proud of the fact
Fright
that
Night.
I know that...
I'm in my 40s, too. So
I'm okay
I had no
with
idea.
The 40s.
Yeah, I'm cool with the They're 40s, okay. but I'm not okay
That's
with confusing Fright
Night
and Lost Boys. That's when I'm okay with the 40s. What the fuck,
Eric? Do you turn 40 this next week?
I'm already 40. I'm going to be 41.
41. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Eric just pointed that out to me, and I was like,
You're not
like,
gonna be 40
I'm
anymore.
Not unhappy about aging at all, but I'm like, I really like being able to say I'm 40. Like, I like
it's
being
easy
able
to
say
remember.
I'm 40. Now I'm going to be like, I'm 40 what? Like, I'm not going to remember that shit. Why does
I'm
it matter?
My 40s. Yeah.
That's
I'm
where I
my
am
40s.
Now.
You're right.
I have
not
no
there.
Idea which 40 I am.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I don't right now know which 30 I am. I have to do
that. Yeah, you always have to do that.
Cry me a river.
I cannot actually, you guys, I'm terrible. I don't even remember which one of you is older than the other.
Abby's older.
I'm older.
Abby's older?
Yeah.
I am. I'm the grave robber.
The grave cradle robber.
That's how old I am.
I'm already dead.
She kills him young and then she marries him. Yeah.
That's right. That's my plan.
Abby's
that
so
brings
old.
Him back to life.
The people she marries are dead. The young people that she inappropriately marries
are
already
dead. Of old age.
Oh, man. That's
amazing.
Mean.
So it's a legal loophole, guys.
What is it accomplishing? Nobody knows.
We don't
it's
know.
It's definitely a legal loophole.
Just you wait till you find
it's
out.
It's actually just illegal.
love. Oh, it's so sad.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now we have to hear the recap again.
Thank you, Adam.
We listen to each other's hearts. Find we're never too far apart. And maybe Kick lets out his line. He'll try to fish up Valencio by his spine.
By his spine.
Only the most hardcore Pork Fried Dice fans will be singing that song.
It'll be
the
on the
deepest
wiki.
Possible cut.
I guarantee it'll be on the wiki.
Oh my God, Mark, the best.
I think my M&M thing is on the wiki.
Yeah.
Are you serious? It is. Amazing. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Oh my gosh.
Guess who's back?
So good. All right. We gotta stop lollygagging, folks. Let's go.
Oh my gosh. I don't even know where you pulled that word from.
Yeah, wow. What a 80% word.
80% of us know what you're talking about. Yeah.
The other one's just rubbing his mustache.
He's trying to find himself in marching band.
Oh my gosh.
All right. D&D.
Okay, let's do it. Hit it.
Roscoe. You graciously allowed me to puppeteer your character in the last moments of last week's session.
You can keep doing it if you want.
Actually, I was thinking this week we would do the reverse. No,
Adam
I'm
does
kidding.
All the other characters.
I had that idea right now.
I want to play the albatross.
Perfect.
But I said to KT after, I was like, I hope that's okay that I did that.
Oh yeah, no, I was like, I think Adam loved
I assumed it was, but you know, still.
Yeah, he was nervous. I forgot about that.
Oh yeah, no, 100%.
And I heard the resentment in your recap.
I couldn't even do anything.
Oh wait,
it made Adam very tired.
I'm so tired.
Also,
when
your
my
hat
friend
flew off.
Him.
I feel like that was the most.
Oh,
egregious.
That's what he was actually. What that happened? Was what he
no,
was the most.
No, you brought
nervous.
That up.
Oh,
Roscoe's
like,
hat.
You were worried, and I said, oh, because his hat flew off and you said he just let it go. Maybe I was like, I think he would understand, though. Like, that was the only thing that I was worried about.
I know that Adam understands the benefit and joys of cooperative storytelling.
I know, right. Yeah. But still, that's cute. I forgot it completely, but I'm sorry that you were still worried about
that. No, I wasn't.
Oh, okay. He doesn't give a fuck.
No, I completely forgot about it, and then I'm just remembering it now. So yeah, you bypassed the final part of the obstacle course completely, giving up your ample lead in order to make a beeline for the albatross. There's some sort of animal pun in there. I don't know what it is. and so yeah, the albatross is sitting on a little, I think I said it was like on the railing at the very front of the ship.
Yeah.
On a little pole there. And so we're going to start with you. You are headed in that direction. hey, maybe Roscoe for a second felt his spirit leave his body and now he's in control, or maybe this was him the whole time. But what is Roscoe doing at this very moment? What is he? What are his actions, but also what are his thoughts?
He immediately goes back to get his hat. No, I'm kidding.
Digs his heels in.
No, he's fuming. I'm just gonna have Roscoe
shed more clothing.
Yes, yeah, tearing off his clothes. If Roscoe dives and at the albatross, like lunges at it, is Roscoe gonna fall overboard?
Well, I mean, that's for the dice to say. I would believe. But,
let's keep the energy from the the end of the last session. Like he's just gonna sprint right at him. He's screaming. He's like, scroll the floor.
Yeah,
and he's trying to tackle the albatross. You're like, grab it by its fucking neck.
All right. So you're just gonna are you trying to grab it and pull it off the ship? Like, is that what you're trying to do? Or are you just trying to get your hands on it and damn all else?
Hands on, damn all.
Okay. H-A-D-A. So, I need you to give me, let's see, what would this be? I wish I knew the rules for D&D. So to grab it, it's kind of like a grappling thing, which is, I think it's a strength check or an athletics check.
But in this special case, it's a religion check.
Oh, actually.
Grappling with your faith. Or maybe most times you're dealing with religion, it's a religion check. But in this instance, when you're grappling with your faith, it's so you can make a an athletics check. Just cut the last 4 minutes out, please. That's how long that was, right?
4 minutes.
I'm sure it felt that long.
You're sure it did.
Right, athletics?
Yeah, to grapple.
Right, then, here we go.
That is a 19. Well nice. Done, Roscoe LaFleur.
Ah, he's in pro wrestler mode.
Yeah, as you approach the albatross, you see it just standing there stoically with its head turned, so the one beady eye is looking right at you. And you see the eye perceptively widen?
Sure.
Is that the right word? Perceptively?
Perceptibly,
that's it.
Perceptibly
widen as you near, just without stopping. And it looks like it tries to, like, take a step, but your hands are around its throat.
Whoa.
You did not take momentum into account. You just wanted to get your hands on this bird. So I'm going
hands
to
hands on demo.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So I'm going to need you to give me a dex save to see how well you do at staying aboard the SS Abalone.
Oh, dear.
A 15.
Hey,
all right.
That's good.
So, yeah, you slam waist, stomach first into the railing. Kind of sends all the air out of your lungs. But the railing holds and you're able to, the railing is high enough that your center of gravity isn't high enough to pull you over the edge. So you're standing there wrestling with the cross albatross, who lets out a muffled as your hands close on its throat. I'm going to give you one more action. You can say what you want, but then you can do one more thing and then we'll see what goes from there.
Yo, shit in my room.
Is that Roscoe's voice?
Well, this is fuming Roscoe.
I'm Roscoe LaFleur.
That's not his voice.
That's exactly his voice.
I am a Roscoe LaFleur.
That's Alex's voice. Next disguise.
Oh, hello.
An action.
Yeah, you've got your hands on his throat. Are you wringing
his
neck?
Fucking neck. No, ooh. I don't. God, is Roscoe just a bird murderer? Is he a murderer?
It's a god, too.
Yeah. But he doesn't give a
shit. I mean,
there
are tons
gods.
Of them. So,
there are
you know.
So many of these.
We haven't seen the open, the overt murder of a god that we don't even know what its intent is. That's the thing. That's
okay, true. Roscoe will be holding him here, and he's kind of like trying to use the grip on his neck to make the albatross's eye even wider, bug out. And he'll say,
I demand an apology.
All right. Give me just a straight up strength check. To see how far out the albatross's eye bugs. Another 19. Holy shit. You are fuming. All right.
You get hit in the face by the eye.
Yeah.
It fills the boat.
Eye to eye. It's my Roscoe's
eye to eye.
Eye to eye.
All right, whoever's doing the recap next week.
Me.
Eric
You can start with that song and then switch to another one.
Okay, thanks for the help.
She hasn't seen it. We're the only ones
who have to see it between now and then.
Thanks for the help.
All right, so yeah, it lets out a strangled something sound, and it begins to flap its wings, and the gusts of wind that are released from these flaps are significant, let's put it that way. This is not what you would expect from a run-of-the-mill albatross. Your day-to-day albatross wing flaps are not even close to the magnitude of these flaps. Okay. So,
it's got some flaps.
You love the word flaps.
It's babies, you know, it's weird personal joke, because we talk about flaps, we're like, flaps, we've got some flaps.
They're just like, and so flaps basically are just flaps. Like a stand-in for any, like an anatomical, like, part.
Yes.
But especially, like, one that's a little, like, one that maybe, like, not an arm. But like something a little more intimate, not necessarily sexual.
Yeah.
But just like something you don't talk about with people.
We say that, so for him to say flaps too many times, that's why.
Are you trying to think of the word flab?
No,
flap.
Like an earlobe?
Maybe it could be. I could be like, definitely a flap. I could totally see myself being.
But it's not covered in clothing, so I don't know how intimate it is. It's just out there, you know.
I mean, definitely the chicken wings.
I'm rethinking
things. Between the elbows and the shoulder. That's a flap, for sure.
Abby doesn't have enough flaps. She doesn't know all the flaps down here.
I'm one big flap.
Oh, Adam doesn't like this? The presence of clothing that makes something intimate?
No, I think that's fascinating. Yeah. It is the presence of clothing that renders something intimate. It is the presence of it being covered.
Yeah. Because there's a mystery.
Yeah. A flap. Flappy mystery.
That's why women showing their ankles during the time period
that's why they're called flappers.
Flappers.
Oh my god.
You can maybe salvage that. All right.
Flaps are significant.
So
I'm gonna say I like. See,
I mean, seeing
flaps,
did any of you watch the albatry? How they flap their beaks?
Yeah,
they go like clack, 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 clack.
We played the sound last week, but we have the video up. Yeah.
Alex watched it for like 20 minutes after we were done.
I couldn't stop watching nature videos.
That's what I do too. I love watching.
They were fascinating.
They're amazing.
Yeah. You've probably seen like tons of people doing dubbing of people speaking over albatrosses clacking their...
Maybe, but Eric really... So here's the thing. Here's a completely irrelevant fact, but except for the thing you just said. Eric doesn't like... We already know this, right? It's like why he kind of feels ambivalent towards Mystery Science Theater 3000. He is not a huge fan of like dubbing stuff. Whereas in the past, when I have found a particularly funny video of like somebody actually saying something clever over an animal video, I'm like, this is pretty funny. And he has a fucking bias against it. He's like, listen, none of this shit is funny. That's the only time he ever talks like that, you guys. I swear, that's exactly how he talks. None of this bullshit.
It's the only time I swear. Funny. It's the only time I have that voice.
Yep.
It's your pro wrestler mode.
Yeah, that makes him go into pro wrestling mode. Yes, that's how he talks.
We had a weird experience the other Friday. Was it really more than a week ago, or was it yesterday?
I don't know what time is
anyway,
anymore.
I don't know, but... We were watching one of the new MST3Ks, and it was a special episode where they were having some of the writers commenting on it. So there were three layers of tracks, and Eric would have exploded.
Yeah,
like it was almost too much for me. I'm like, wait, which, like, is it the movie? Is it, you know, the robots, or is it the writers that are speaking right now? It was really kind of crazy. Eric, it could get worse. Just know.
You should do like a podcast where you record yourself
talking
in time.
Over that. Yeah. Yeah.
I always wanted to write a movie that is like the DVD commentary that you would see like on a movie, like when it's released, like the movie itself, like there is a movie that exists, but the actual story of the movie is happening there in the room of the people recording the commentary.
That would be really
And so it's
fun.
Like the director and like one of the actors, like at first you just hear them talking, and but then you hear the relationship between them like crumble, like there's clearly an animosity, and it eventually like it ramps up to like a physical fight. You hear them like fighting in the commentary while the movie just keeps on like playing on the
screen. Reminds me of two things. It's kind of like Noises Off, if you know Noises Off. It reminds me of that. It's not exactly the same, but then also, do you know Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog?
It's been a long time, and I don't think I watched all of it.
There was a commentary for that, and it's a musical.
The commentary is a musical.
Correct. Yes. Yeah, it has its own set of songs.
It's great. Yeah.
All right.
My search turned up nothing. Someone dubbing words over an albatross clacking its beak.
Oh, I thought you were talking about you.
No meaningful hits.
Oh, I know. I was
Thanks
really hoping
for doing the real work, Alex.
So now he's going to be busy while we're playing Recording His Own.
Recording His Own albatross dub. Oh, my God.
All right. So, the flaps. Good job, everyone. I need...
What were we talking about?
The flaps!
Flaps. look, I have flap written right there.
Flap! I said shit, too. I saw the word shit there,
Spoiler.
Too.
Spoiler.
Okay, sorry.
I need you to give me a strength saving throw.
Oh.
Who?
Oh, just Roscoe?
Roscoe.
Hey. Oh my God, poor Roscoe.
And while he does this, I want the rest of you to describe what you're doing.
That means we have to remember.
Many of you are in the middle of an obstacle course race.
Yes.
Oh,
most of you, in
fact.
Still
in the middle of the obstacle
Well, I
course.
Mean,
wow, yeah.
It's up to them if they want to continue obstacling.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm making a big show of trying to throw my legs over various obstacles.
I think this is the most important thing you guys can do as parents, okay? As soon as possible, we need to make a Pork Fried Dice movie, and Harvey should play Shimi.
Oh, my God, yeah. So Adam, for literally a couple years, I have told Harvey, I'm like, you're my Shimi. Like when we go to the grocery store and he is Shimi and I'm Will. It literally happens in our real life. Harvey, my middle son,
Yes,
is Shimi.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes.
He foils me all the time. He now does it. You want to know the Shimi Will story that happened yesterday? So I'm exhausted. My husband goes to a Magic the Gathering thing. I've been parenting the kids all day. I'm very excited he got to go. I'm very happy that he did. But when you parent all day, because that's, you know, what you do, and then you have to do it all night, it's like, okay.
There was no school yesterday.
Right. So I was like, you know what I mean? Like where you're going insane.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I eventually get to this point where probably a lot of parents have gotten to where you're just like, okay, no more screens. If you guys are on another screen, like guys, no more screens. Like stop it with screens. You played video games for a solid 100 years today. Please do something else. Because they're all getting on each other's nerves and they're all jerks. So like Harvey decides to, with Conan, play Luigi's Mansion 3 in real life. So that, but Harvey is so extra that he comes up, like Harvey and Conan, both of them actually came up with these elaborate costumes with their clothing, and they made cardboard guns with like a light coming out of it. And like, they were so creative and it was so fun. And this is me. I'm like laying in a chair, like, God damn it. When is this day like over? Like I just was like, I was still enjoying things, but I was also exhausted. And Harvey comes around the bend. He has this whole outfit on. He has this gun that he's made out of cardboard. And he has a mustache painted on his face. And I go, Harvey, what did you use to paint the mustache on your face? He goes, oh, marker. And I'm like, wait a second. We have face paints. You guys know this. We have face paints. I paint your face for multiple school days. Like, this is a thing we have. I have always wanted you guys to do it. Why aren't you using face paint? He's like, it says it's washable. I'm like, okay. He goes, let me show you. And he walks over to the table and he comes over to me and he hands me a Sharpie. And I, for a second, the parent in me looked at the marker and a jolt of adrenaline goes through my heart. And then I fucking realize who's talking to me and I look up at him and I'm just like, Harvey, what the fuck? And he goes, nah, it's Crayola. And he hands me his other marker that he's holding.
Oh,
Shimi. Yes, it's Shimi. It's like, he's absolutely
absolutely. Like, he pranks me all the time, constantly, to the point where I'm like, Harvey, can you say one real thing? Like, ever. Just, like, one thing that's with sincerity and isn't meant to make me insane.
I think we've had this conversation before.
Me about and you? Me. Yes! That's where it comes from, yes. Too. Absolutely. Harvey's such a combination of both of us. Uh-huh. It's insane. Yes. But, mm-hmm. Oh, my God, that kid. Holy crap. We've said it for, so, I mean, I don't know how much you actually use him for inspiration, but I have said it so many times that he is my Shimi in real life. Holy moly. Oh my God.
And then we saw Roscoe on Midnight Mass.
Flaps. Yeah, we did. We saw Roscoe on Midnight Mass. Oh my God.
Did you not see that clip we shared in the Telegram?
Oh yes. I didn't know what it was from.
Sorry. Like,
so good.
It's an albatross looking at me, or what was that? What he said?
I don't know. I
can't remember what it was. But we were like, he even looks like Roscoe. Yeah. This is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So great. And it was right after we, like, didn't we watch it, like, right after we played or
it
something?
It might have been that
because,
night.
Because, like, I or maybe had the been night after. Yelling at Roscoe for something, and I'm just like, the sheriff, like, and Roscoe's like, well, there was an albatross. I'm like, all right, yeah, an albatross.
That's amazing.
It was so, it was hilarious. It was so great. All right, Flaps. I'm sorry. Flaps.
Roscoe rolled a 6 strength save against the Flaps.
All righty. So, a gust of wind pushes you back away from the cross albatross, Roscoe. With a 6, you are knocked prone and are slid back 20 feet. You actually sort of bump up into one of the, there's like a, it's like a mast, but this isn't like a sailing ship. Why is there a mast?
The center,
I don't know.
Tubi.
It's just like, you know, it's a
tubi.
Abby, you know nautical terms. What's that big pole called? But it's not a
mast.
The
stick.
Yep, exactly. The stick. And the albatross continues to flap its wings and lifts off of... So you're not that far back. You're way up here. Way up here.
Oh, that's where the stick is.
Yeah.
Okay.
You see the stick? You see the albatross?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. So yeah, you all see Roscoe slam into the stick and the albatross lifts up off of the railing and goes up to a height of about 20 feet and it goes now I'm angry.
Oh goodness.
So, did we hear what Valencio's doing?
We didn't really go through what everybody's doing.
You stopped talking when Alex got up, I think. You were going to say something, and then you talked about some other things.
Well, so, like, the last things that have been happening are these races, and I was dealing with the oranges, and I was eating oranges. So I think that, like, I'm just still watching. I'm enjoying these nice, fresh oranges. I'm assuming they're nice.
Yeah.
They're not that
gross. They're nice and they're fresh.
Okay, nice, fresh oranges. I'm just eating some oranges. It's nice to eat something that's not just like a wrinkly old apple that Bathwack carries around, and I steal from his bag sometimes. So... What I'm thinking is he's eating an orange and then all of a sudden he sees Roscoe shoot off and like attack a seagull and he's just like, what the fuck? And like he's eating an orange and it just kind of like it's very John Hughes 80s movie where somebody's just like eating something and you cut to them and the orange just falls out of my mouth and that's all I do. But I'm just like staring at Roscoe like bewildered, like what the fuck is going on? And the orange pops out of my mouth.
Got it. And
I'm
not
helping you, in other words. Not yet.
I will note that all of you, while you do not need to save or anything like that, you all feel the wind from the flaps of this gull's birds.
That's what wings. Blows the orange out of my mouth.
Perfect.
Yes. Can Roscoe yell out, "This is the cross albatross"?
That's right.
I wanted to meet him.
Me too. Me too.
Aww. Did he meet? Did we hear that it yelled? Now I'm angry. Probably right.
Yep. You did. Come on, Rafina. Let's go.
Okay, let's go.
Mo picks you up. And he completes the, he works on completing the rest of the obstacle course with you slung under his arm.
Complete the obstacle course.
And Rafina's ponytails are all, because of the wind gust, they're like in a propeller at this point. Uh-huh. It might give us a little speed.
Probably.
Yeah.
How about kick? Are you still trying to throw your legs over things?
Something exciting is happening. Something exciting is happening.
I'm kick.
I'll cut the act a little bit so that I can kind of keep up with Mo, but I don't want to look too proficient. I'll fall over every once in a while or something.
Okay. The albatross.
Like, do you want us to roll initiative or something? Is that what you're like? Would that help at all?
No.
Okay.
You, all right, would that help?
The rest? No, okay. It never helps.
Okay.
All right. So we assume Abby rolled a 20.
Yep.
Wait, do you want me to roll?
No.
Oh, for initiative? Very funny.
Yeah. Thanks.
Oh, really? We're going into initiative?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. Try to keep up, Alex.
I'm lost.
The albatross is up in the air, and it pulls its wings back and basically kind of dives at you, Roscoe. Mm-hmm. It swoops down right in front of you, then pulls its wings back at the last second to sort of stop a few inches from your face. And it goes,
whoa.
And I need everybody to make a constitution saving throw.
Oh, my goodness.
And Roscoe, you're going to have to do so with disadvantage. It's a 19 from Rafina.
No one is my ally.
Oh, my gosh.
A 20 from Kick and from Valencio.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a... I don't know if I should. I think I have to use my bonus. Can I skip my bonus so that there's no magic going on? Not clear to me.
I mean, it's not. I don't think it's magical. Oh, you mean your paladin bonus?
Yeah.
I mean, like, to because
aura of protection.
Like, I don't know that. Do you have a picture it that like it's something that people would be able to detect?
I don't know. Can
well,
they?
You've been doing this
I
for
look around.
5 years. To be fair, I don't know either.
Bathwack has no idea.
Aww.
It just turned on one day. I mean, is it just like this general like good luck that kind of strikes from being around me? Or is it really like this aura of like people feel something, you know,
yeah,
push them or like lift them up in something, like, or they feel yeah. like they can do something they can't usually do.
Yes.
You know, like.
And how does that translate when you're talking about yourself?
Yeah.
When you're around you, you feel like you can do anything.
I can do anything. Especially when I'm trying to fall over during an obstacle course.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, I will say in this instance, it does not matter, but maybe you want to think about that for the next time we have to decide.
Yeah.
Write a sonnet about it.
Write a villanelle.
I mean, I was going to also ask the internet what people think.
Don't do that.
Don't
ask
do that.
Ask yourself.
I mean, you can if you want. I'm not going to stop you, but don't feel like you need to.
Well, anyway, for this moment, no one is my ally because Bathwack is suspicious of his aura.
Okay, Bathwack, I'm writing it down.
But it's plus 5 for Bathwack, so that's 25.
Cool.
Wow.
All right. So, Roscoe and Rafina, you are overwhelmed with a sharp ringing in your ears. And for the moment, you are unable to hear anything.
Even with a 19?
That's with a 19. That is not true for Kick and Valencia.
Oh my goodness.
Let's
so
see
they
about...
can hear?
Yes.
What?
Son of a bitch. I cannot hear! Rafina, what happened?
Oh no.
But you can't hear that.
Oh no.
Rafina! Answer me!
Oh no.
Rafina looks puzzled at Mo. Why isn't anything coming out of your mouth?
You're still being carried under his arm, by the way. but you can can probably see it. Yeah, maybe you're looking up at him and you see his mouth go. Ah! He's looking down at you. So Roscoe, this bird shrieked in your face. You just hear this ringing. What are you doing?
Roscoe has a sling. Does that imply that he also has things to sling?
Well, I don't think you've ever slung anything, so yeah, let's assume you have something and decide right now, because you know what? I do remember you saying something at some point where you didn't ever really finish your character sheet. So...
And so as a reward...
So as a reward...
You can have whatever you want.
That's something that really stuck with you, apparently.
Oh, no.
That really made an impression.
It was more because it was, I don't even know if I kept it in. It was something I edited. I feel like I probably
it was something about some like spells or something.
Yeah,
I was like, I was supposed to select
maybe
some
I didn't.
Or
did I keep it in? I don't know if we published it. I think
you did.
There was a lot of like silence and weird stuff around that. And I didn't know what to keep in, but I was like, you know, I thought it was endearing enough, especially because you play him so well. It doesn't, you know, it's a character sheet, but like, I can totally see you not getting the items that you should have.
If we ever start playing
D&D, yeah, it's true.
Yeah, Roscoe wants to try to once it stops and is like and squawks down at everybody.
Yeah,
he's trying to use
it like right in front of you.
Oh, like melee range?
Uh huh. Like I said, he's like a few inches from your face.
Oh, I missed that. I thought it was like stopped.
That's why you were at disadvantage.
I see. Well, fuck the sling shit. Mm-hmm. Roscoe
choking
attack
with your sling.
Oh god. Roscoe attacks the albatross with his quarter staff.
Do you try to stand up first?
Oh man.
Oh, I'm prone. I hate this D&D prone shit.
It's easy. You just need to take half your movement, and that lets you stand up.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not moving.
And then you can hit him.
Roscoe staggers to his feet.
All right, cool.
But this is crazy. You're going to attack the god.
This thing's shit all over his room. It's unacceptable behavior, especially for a god.
It's okay, though, Roscoe. I mean, no one else can actually see it.
Oh,
or hear it.
So yeah, Roscoe gets to his feet and tries to hit the albatross with his quarterstaff.
Okay, give me an attack roll. This wouldn't be at disadvantage, but your first roll was a
11.
Oh boy. Okay, so you rear back with your quarterstaff, and where are you trying to hit it? Like, describe Roscoe's ideal, like what ideally happens. Like, what does he picture about to happen as you're swinging this quarterstaff?
Wait, what? I want to bonk it on its head.
Just picture like a tap.
He wants to bonk it. Knock it out. Bonk. Mm-hmm. Give it a concussion.
So like an overhand like down or like a baseball on a tee? Like,
well, I guess it's flying. It's still like in the
it's
air.
It's like hovering,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, how about a baseball? Like, yeah.
Uh-huh, okay.
A baseball bat.
Got
type
it.
Of deal.
All
right. Right upside the head.
Okay. So yeah, you picture this albatross skull as a nice round baseball. Baseball's a thing in Six Rivers, right? And you wind up and you take a swing right at the albatross's head. Your quarterstaff connects soundly with the albatross's head and shatters.
Oh.
My quarterstaff.
Oh, no. Oh my god.
Okay.
Those of you who can hear, and Roski, you can see its beak moving, but the beak moves in this rapid and it goes
oh my god.
And then it flaps up like maybe like a foot or two, and it sort of tilts its like its head back, and I need you to give me a dexterity saving throw as a torrent of
no, don't
white,
say it.
Brown, viscous
oh, no.
liquid shoots at you.
Oh, wow.
There's not going to be much opportunity for dialogue after this.
You can take you can take off disadvantage. You can just make a regular old deck save. That is a 6.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. So you are coated in albatross droppings. The top half of you. No. Most of you. And while you are coated with these droppings, your movement is halved, and you now have disadvantage on any checks that involve movement at all. Whether it's attacking physically, or like athletic stuff, things like that. Not like insight, you know, but anything where your movement would be impeded.
So I just thought I would mention that I was playing with the new DALL-E model, and okay. I asked it right now to describe the valiant fight that's going on between our party and the cross albatross.
Sure.
And it's really quite quite different from what you just described.
Oh, geez, whoa, where is it?
Look at that.
Wow. I'm sure that's how the albatross views itself.
Yes! Fuck up. Exactly. What a piece of shit. Exactly.
He just suggests some revisions now.
Whoa.
And Roscoe, I will mention that this substance, it smells almost exactly like gingerbread.
Ooh.
What?
And the rest of you can hear the albatross say, "That'll teach you to run away from me when we're having a conversation."
Yeah, I believe that gingerbread is the exact opposite of mustard, so this all makes sense.
Oh. Is that so, Abby?
Scientific.
I asked it to please edit the picture to show the albatross crapping on the party. And it said, "I'm sorry, but I can't fulfill that request." Yeah.
Aw, so sad. That's why real artists are important.
Yeah, it can't do anything. You should know that, Alex. It can't do anything sexual like that, okay?
Adam knows.
I don't like that. I'm not into scat, just for the record. I know we make a lot of jokes on here about my OnlyFans and stuff. I don't do scat.
Hey, we're not yucking your yuck.
I don't have it. It's a good yuck. It's my yuck, and it's I yuck scat.
It's a good yuck.
I yuck scat. I want that on a bumper sticker.
I yuck listeners, scat. Should that go in the pork fried dice?
I yuck merch scat. Shop? I yuck scat. Yes, definitely. 8 months from now, 1,000 t-shirts will be ordered. I yuck scat.
What will our listeners think when they go to download this episode and they see the title is I yuck scat?
They'll know what's
going on.
There's
no way it won't be.
They'll know. Because last episode,
oh no, they finally jumped the shark.
They finally yucked the scat.
Yucked
that'll
the
be the
scat.
Trope.
Holy moly.
Oh. All right. So those of you taking any interest, well, I guess maybe Kick isn't quite there yet, but Mo, Rafina, after a harrowing swing on a rope across a pit under the arm of Mo, you find yourself, I only say harrowing, maybe I'm putting feelings into your brain. You never at any point feel like he's going to drop you. His grip is steady, so maybe it wouldn't be harrowing at all. It would be for some, but you're good. He carries you right over. He has skidded to a stop next to Roscoe, who is largely, what's coated. The word when you can't, unrecognizable at this point.
Roscoe's trying to wipe it off of his eyes, at least.
Yeah. And none of you can hear, I will remind you.
For no, the time none being. Of us? You said,
no, I... none of those three, oh, sorry, okay. that, right. that have congregated.
Okay.
And so Roscoe says, "Ah, what happened?" Roscoe, Mo says, "Ah, what happened?" But none of you, neither of you can hear that.
Mm-hmm. Mo, speak up. Roscoe, do you need a tissue?
Roscoe's just lumbering around. He can't, he can...
I love, I'm picturing like a stuntman on fire.
Yeah, like that kind of
thing. That is exactly it.
It's all poop. Nice.
My spells are just not prepared for this situation. I got nothing.
Does Rafina say that out loud? Not that anybody can hear her. Or is that Abby?
Rafina is thinking this loudly in her head.
Got it.
But Roscoe, his lumbering, he wants to, he's trying to tackle the bird again.
Okay. It is not really within reach. It's kind of flying above your head.
I have a question. When the bird yelled, "That'll teach you," blah, 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 conversation.
Yeah.
He couldn't hear that, right?
Correct. And neither could you. And neither could Mo.
Right. Right.
Neither could she. I didn't know for that reason. For that.
If there wasn't an exception, since that was something that the bird would have thought of ahead.
He was running the race.
Is he still up there, then?
He's trying to get up there. Yeah, he's nothing's happened to him.
So, I was trying to use this map. Like, obviously, this is not right at all. But, like, am I all the way back there? I could try to make it
right.
I'm just more curious how far away I am from everything.
That's where the race, the obstacle race course started, was at the back.
So, like, I am far away. I don't know. I don't even exist.
Oh, you're still on the bottom here. Oh,
okay.
There you go. So, I will set it to how I picture reality to be at this point.
Okay, thank you, because that will help me understand where I am and whether I can even get close. Like, I mean, I want to, you know, I always want to help.
Uh-huh.
So I'm trying to figure out whether I can get close, you know?
Close enough.
I'm worried about about Roscoe. I'm worried. I want to get up there really close to all the shit. Uh-huh. See if I can do something about it.
But you always get confused about nautical terms, and so you think stern.
I start heading the other
to the
way.
Stern, because you're like,
dang.
You I'm see like, a wait sign a second, with an arrow.
It says that's
stern.
A mirage, right? I'm like, that. I could go that direction, but I'm pretty sure stern is this way, and I turn around and walk the other direction.
And there's something about stern and cross albatross. I really want to make a joke there.
Do it.
We should just keep pointing out the jokes we could make and then be lazy about not making them.
The albatross.
Right. Yeah, like, yeah, and also... Exactly.
We don't need to think of
poop
jokes.
Deck.
Poop deck. Poop deck. It's that, there.
Are they on the poop deck? Everyone just waved their hand.
It would be low-hanging fruit for us to actually make the puns.
There's probably even a joke involving low-hanging fruit.
Whatever. I don't know. Whatever.
We pointed it out. We did the work. Okay.
The work.
Anyway, how genuinely, I'm looking at this. This looks like a mile. How far, how long do I think it would take me to get there? A whole five turns? There's no boxes or anything.
Round-wise? That's a great question.
I just want to know, like, where I should be sneaking to... But keeping a thing between me and the poop source. Right.
I mean, it's pretty far away.
Right? I'm so far away.
You're certainly not in the splash zone.
You guys, why did you have to do this? I was enjoying oranges on the deck. It wasn't a poop deck before. Ugh, I blame all
Rafina,
of you.
Oh, wait. We're on Will, and Will's throwaways, so never mind.
No, go ahead. If you have something to do, I'm far
it's fine.
Away.
Go ahead.
I mean, all Rafina can do is talk, and no one can hear her. But she says to Roscoe, that was amazing how that bird managed to propel with such targeted precision that poop all over you. That was really amazing. Like, did you see that?
Roscoe was lumbering toward you because he can't
shambling.
The shit still keeps falling into his eyes. Oh. Can't see where he's lumbering, but I'm saying he is lumbering toward you, Rafina. He can't hear you. He can't see you, and he's about to fall on you, covered in poop.
I will note that it does not sting at all.
It smells like
eyes.
Gingerbread.
Yeah, it smells like gingerbread. It's like if you got eye drops in your eyes, but not like medicated ones that sting, like lubricating eye drops.
Everything stings eyes.
Yeah, like
everything stings eyes.
He's correct. Like even when you put, like even all. If your eyes are irritated, like every Visine. Time I've ever put, yeah, but it's still like the
everything.
Coldness of the drops. It's the makes cold, your eyes go up. You know.
Just no. Because it something yes. touches them.
Yeah. Yes.
So they
everything.
Would be bothered because something's in there, but it's not a sting.
So
right?
everything.
He's saying that this shit doesn't do that.
Okay, everyone put something in your eye right now. Let's test it.
All right. Ow. A fork.
No, Adam, Adam had a fork.
Commit to the bit. Commit to the bit.
Oh, no, my God, Eric, stop. He does. Stop it.
I know he does.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.